Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Well, hi and welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here with author and founder of College Prep Genius, Jean Burke. And today we are going to talk about how to get organized for those much wanted and needed scholarships. And we're going to do a second part to this show on where to find the scholarships and more about that. So in this first show, Jean, first, welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm so excited about getting started. I'm ready to jump in. Forget to say hello. Okay, so, you know, we are interested, you know, we talk a lot about test taking and some of the things to do for that, but, you know, we really need to get organized with our, you know, paperwork and just how you have some really good ideas on how to get ready to even apply for scholarships. So, you know, let's start at the beginning. You know, when do you get started, I think, would probably be the first question.
Well, certainly, like everything else, the sooner you start, the more time you have on your side. And, you know, believe it or not, there are actually scholarships for kids as young as 6 years old. And I know we're going to talk about that in your next segment on where to find scholarships. But certainly, I think the average student tends to wait till the junior year, which, you know, obviously there's so much going on for your average junior that it makes it more difficult, especially if you sometimes students want to make this more of a part-time job looking for scholarships. But I think the first thing we need to do is to get organized. And what I mean by that is, first of all, you want to set up a separate email account. You know, don't have all your scholarship applications and offers and, you know, coming into your personal email. It's going to get bogged down. You know, you're going to lose or overlook something. So set up that email, and then I believe that you need a separate file for each scholarship. And by doing that, you want to create a spreadsheet. And on the spreadsheet, you want to put the name of the scholarship, you know, its prospective website, any logins or passwords that you need to get into it. What kind of requirements? You know, sometimes they require an essay, sometimes they don't. I mean, there's various, you know, items that they often, you know, want. What kind of award money that they're going to give. And then, very importantly, you must put down the deadline of what's due. You know, if your deadlines are due, you know, a month from now or a week from now, you know, you need to know that. You need to be very organized so that you can see that. And by starting off and doing that, I think you're on the right foot, because that way you don't miss some important dates. You don't miss out on some good scholarships. And I think a lot of students do. They maybe start off with good intentions, and yet they fall behind because they're not that organized. So good place to start.
Yeah, very good, very good. And, you know, this can be done on a word processor. It doesn't have, you don't need an Excel spreadsheet. But one thing, if you have a Gmail account, that you have access actually to a spreadsheet for free, and you can use that if you want to have that. It works well. I have a love-hate with Excel. I like it for just basic things, but I can't make it do all the fun stuff that I see other people do with it. And so I can hit one button and everything's messed up on it. So, but yeah, I think that's a great idea, because then you keep it, it's all at a glance, Jean, and you have everything right there. And interestingly, when my kids had their evaluations this year, one of the things that we talked about was getting letters of recommendation now and getting those ready with applications. Is that important?
It's very important. And I think something to understand when it comes to letter of recommendation, because I've done many of them and for other people as well, you know, having some done for my children, is, you know, don't wait until the fall. You know, so many teachers or coaches, you know, they're inundated with requests for those letters of recommendation, and they already are so overwhelmed with so many other things going on. So don't wait. Get them early. You know, every time you volunteer, you should be getting a letter of recommendation. You should be getting letters of recommendations for from your boss at work or your pastor, you know, just so many different people. And then when you get those, ask them for several. Ask them if they will, you know, make several copies and then sign each one and then put them in a separate file. That way you can have them, because you're going to be sending out those recommendations to some, you know, not only to colleges, but even, for example, even for some of the scholarship offers. So, you know, I think the biggest thing is don't inundate them at the last minute. And when you do ask for those letters of recommendation, make sure that you give them that brag sheet, you know, that talks about, you know, what you're involved in and your community service and your extracurricular activity. Because then what they'll do is they'll take that information and they'll incorporate that in as they are talking about, you know, their how they feel about you and what kind of work ethics that they think that you have. And so, you know, don't just say, hey, write me one and leave them, you know, without any information, because that's not going to help them.
Right. You know, and I never thought of it as a brag sheet. So, but yeah, that's really good. So that would be, you know, a place to start. And when would you do that? So if you have, you know, your senior year, I'm thinking, is going to be a little bit late. So, like, by your junior year, you should have them? Because you don't want them dated way too long, you know, early. Or do you have them dated?
Don't put any dates on them.
Okay.
That's not usually looked at anyway. They're looking at what they're saying and their signature. No, and you should be getting them along the way. I mean, if you're, you know, okay. I'm a big believer in community service, and, you know, as soon as you're through that service, go up to the supervisor and say, could you please write me a letter of recommendation? And, you know, take that, file that away. So it should be something that's an ongoing thing.
Okay, so much of what you send is digital, but is that one that would be sent in the mail?
Sometimes they do want hard copies. And
okay.
if they give you a hard copy, because they want that signature, but you can scan them in as well. So if they do give you a hard copy, then, you know, put it into your computer, you know, save it into one of your files. So that way you have it both digitally and, you know, and in a format that you can enclose in an envelope when you send out, you know, to the various colleges or scholarship contests.
Okay. Well, we are going to be right back after this quick break, and we have more information for you on getting organized. We'll be right back.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds, raise your score as much as 600 points, and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit College Prep Genius to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am here with Jean Burke. And today we are discussing how to get organized to submit your applications for scholarship. And, you know, we've gotten some really good information here. I think one of my favorites is the spreadsheet, because it's difficult for me to stay organized, and that is one way. Like, I have a spreadsheet of just, you know, on my business side of all of my websites and passwords and things like that. And I don't know what I would do without that. And one of my assistants one time put that together, and I say, God bless you, every time I open it up and I look at it, and I just can add to it now. And it's so easy. So if you set this up and you have multi-children, you know, you can use a similar type of thing with each child. And really, you know, Jean, is this something to encourage the kids to do on their own, you know, and just you supervising?
Yes. You know, we're teaching our kids to be independent thinkers and to be responsible. You know, the more independent you get, the more responsibility you get. So, yes, certainly we do have to oversee it, you know, to make sure it gets done. But definitely, it's not the parents' place to go out and get these letters of recommendation or to stay on top of all this. And especially, you know, when we let our kids know, hey, you know what, we don't really have a lot of money for college, and so, you know, we really need you to participate to, you know, earn that money, that scholarship money. So definitely, you know, put it back onto the kids.
Well, very good. So, you know, let's go through a little bit of a timeline then. So what are some, you know, like key times of the year that, you know, we should be taking care of some of this stuff?
Well, you know, I think something that most people don't know is there are actually scholarships that go on all year long. One of the things that the students need to do is first set up a scholarship profile. And what that means is, you know, write down things about yourself, you know, your ethnicity, you know, the type of cereal you eat, you know, the type of Coke you drink, you know, even the clubs that you're involved in, whether they're athletic or social clubs, you know, your parents' background or your parents' employers, because there are so many scholarships, believe it or not, that are out there that have to do with something having to do with your life, you know, whether it is the cereal you eat or the Coke you drink or, you know, some kind of club that you're involved in. So you want to sit down and just write out who you are and everything about yourself. And then once you've done that, then you have that ability to take that information and start searching for scholarships that do apply to who you are.
That's so funny. When you started telling me, because I'm thinking online scholarship profile, I'm thinking you put all this online, but really it's just for yourself. It's like your worksheet that you're looking
exactly.
at. And then, okay, and then you're, because I'm thinking, no, we don't want to do that. But, yes, we want to do this. So you're going to take this information and have it handy. And so as you're looking at things, you know, you'll get some ideas that will spark from that. You know, I know that there's a gentleman, and it probably should be on the other recording we're going to do, but I'm thinking about it now, so I'll share it. But he is not extremely tall, and he had a scholarship based on height for a school that his daughter went to. So not that she got his scholarship money for that, but you know what I mean? Like that was, and I thought that was really interesting that you can, you know, give $10,000 to a school if you, you know, have that kind of money, and you can stipulate, you know, for someone coming in who is, you know, that fits this criteria, they can apply for the scholarship.
Absolutely. And, you know, we'll talk about some unusual scholarships on the next segment. So you're absolutely right.
But that's so that's one of the reasons to keep these details, you know, even having your height and your weight and, you know, your hobbies and things like that on here. You know, as you're talking, I'm thinking of more and more things that could be added on here that would be wonderful to have as a worksheet. Okay, so you're gonna do that. You're going to have your profile and you're going to have it handy. And then, you know, like I think – I'm wondering what time of the year, like when do you get started with this?
Well, you know, once you set up your profile and you start searching, you're going to find that there are scholarship offers all year long. You know, some people will treat it like a part-time job and put in X amount of hours a week or a day, you know, searching for scholarships or filling out applications, and there's nothing wrong with that. So it really a lot has to do with, I guess, your schedule. And and of course, once you've got, you know, once you've filled out the application, you know, there's really some key things that you need to think about before you actually mail it. Number one is, you know, have a cover letter. That's very, very important. And one of the things you do is want to make sure that you fill in all the blanks. If something out there does not apply, instead of leaving it blank, you want to certainly put an NA or not applicable. You don't want it to appear like an incomplete application, which can very often be rejected. Certainly include any essays that they required or any resumes or, as we say, frag sheets. I think it's important to not only double-check for grammar errors, but let an adult look at it. Let them go over it. They may catch some things that you didn't, that you may have missed. And definitely, you want to – I'm sorry?
Hold on, Jane. Yeah. When you said after resume, you kind of cut out and you said something sheet. What was the other?
Your resume or your brag sheet. You know,
brag sheet.
Include that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You want to double check
Southern accent was coming through. Her southern Texas accent was coming through with brag sheet. Okay, so you've got, let's go over. Cover letter, you're going to fill in all the blanks, NA or not applicable. You're going to have your resume or your brag sheet. Would it be incorporated in your resume, or would they be two separate things?
They're basically the same thing. You could call it your resume or your brag sheet, and certainly any essays that are required.
Okay, very good. And then you're going to make sure that those do not have any typos. And I have to tell you, I have a lot of friends. I've read the kids' essays and made suggestions for making it better. And I've written a ton of recommendation letters. So it's something that you can ask, because I held some workshops here in town. And one of the letters I wrote was a young man who was going to do a dual enrollment program that was a full-time, and it was a scholarship. So he would do, starting his junior year and his senior year of high school, he did 2 years at the college. And if they had a specific GPA, then they would get their next, I forgot what she told me, like another 90 hours free. So it's really difficult to get into this program. It's actually at FGCU, which people know is the dunk school now, that was not anywhere on the map until that happened. That school is 20 minutes from my house, and my daughter went there. But, it was difficult to get in that program. And I remember writing, and what really struck me about this young man is his tenacity to find things. We were doing a biology class, and he just wanted to find a specific type of aquatic fern that the book talked about. And we went online and to look for a picture, and he had some, and he had a saltwater tank, and that was not the right fern. Everybody else went and took a break and had snacks and whatever. He would not leave. And then we even had to make a call to another friend of ours that, another friend's mom, who does have a saltwater tank, because he was bound and determined that we had to get the name of that plant. And then she gave us the name, and we looked at it. So that really impressed me, and I put that in his recommendation letter. I made it very brief, but I explained how, he would be the type of student that would not let, is not going to just go for the quick answer and be done. He just was that. So just like anybody that you can think of that can write a recommendation letter like that. Okay, and so, and then you're going to have your recommendation letters, right?
Right. Okay. Well, I think, too, before you mail it, you certainly want to make a copy for your own records, your own file.
Right.
And then I think you want it to be neat, so you want to mail it in a large manila envelope. That way, you're not folding up the papers. And one of the things, because my husband's a postman, one of the things I've learned over the years is you always want to, when you take it to the post office, instead of just picking a stamp on it and putting it out there, you want to actually pay to get what's called registered mail. And what registered mail is you basically are guaranteed it will get there. So many times, letters are lost, and not only do they have to sign for it, the reason why you can basically guarantee that the registered mail is going to get there is that if a postman or post lady loses that letter, they actually will get fired. So that means that there is great care taken when a letter carrier is handed something that's registered. So I say that from experience. My husband has had a couple scares over the years where a letter was missing that was in his hands, and fortunately they found them. So that's why I say it's worth spending a few extra dollars to make sure it's registered.
Right, and then you're sort of insured, that it's going to go to the right department. They're just not going to leave it in some slush file somewhere.
Exactly.
That someone actually has to sign. Yeah, very good.
Exactly.
Very good.
Exactly. And also too, I think when you're if the scholarship offer does require an essay, which a lot of them do, but one of the things that I think there's some really keys when it comes to writing an essay. Number one is to read previous winners. Nowadays you can go online, you can look them up, kind of get a feel for what did win the year before or even the year before that. Make sure the topic is upbeat, it's positive. Don't give a hard luck story. Honestly, judges don't want to read that, and they really frown upon those type of essays. Put yourself in the place of the judge, and what would you want to read? And I think another really key thing when you're writing that essay for that scholarship is somehow interject what kind of world changer you're going to be, or some kind of idea of, with this money, here's what I'm going to do. And I think people love to see that. So definitely some real keys on winning just based on the essay.
Very good. Well, any last words? Because, of course, we're out of time. So just to wrap up, what would you, kind of sum up here?
I would say that there are every possible kind of scholarship out there. And if you need the money, you're going to find it. And, don't just get discouraged about, some of the big name websites out there that maybe you're applying and you're flying. It's possible that you're doing the wrong thing. And, I know we're going to talk about that in the next segment on where to find these little known scholarships. So don't get discouraged. The money's there. There's $24 billion worth of scholarships every year. And I've seen students get amazing scholarships. So, It really comes down to you putting some work in, putting some effort in. But you know what? It's worth it. You don't want to be strapped for 20 years of college debt. It's better to put the time in now and the work in now and basically be debt-free.
Very good. Love it. Well, thanks again, Jean. And remember to find this podcast as well as others on collegeprepgenius.com/podcast. And thanks so much, Jean, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thanks, Lisa.
Well, thanks so much for listening to the College Prep Genius Radio Show. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/podcast or listen on iTunes, on your favorite podcast app, on your phone, on your computer, or on the go. Remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information, and we'll see you soon.